Hi, I'm Ravi Shankar. I'm a program manager in the Visual Studio Cloud Services team. And today, I'm going to walk you through the manual testing capabilities that we're introducing in TFS 2017. Typically, manual testing, people look at it only from the plan manual testing aspect. But we look at it a little bit more holistic, where we include not just the plan manual testing, but also the user acceptance testing, the exploratory testing, and the stakeholder feedback. For the past year or so, we've been focused on the following three themes. The first one, making testers an integral part of the agile teams. They're no longer a siloed or entity or an activity driven from testing perspective. The second theme is about everyone owns quality in agile teams. It's not just the testers, but everybody in the team contributing to it. And finally, the third one, which is testing for enterprise customers, where you want a full test case management solution. And that's where this third theme comes into picture. In this video, we're going to talk through item number one and item number three. Let's get down to demos. With the first theme, making testers an integral part of the agile teams. Here I've got my Kanban board, and I've got a set of stories that are in progress and being implemented. I want to add my test right from here. So you can actually go in and add your test right on the Kanban board. Let me type some stuff here. Okay, I've created two test cases for this particular user story. These are full-fledged test case work items. I can go in and add my steps accordingly here. Step two, step three, and some expected value there. So it's a full-fledged test case. In addition to this, you can actually move the test cases around. If this is not necessarily for this particular story, I can actually drag and drop it into a different story, and that actually moves over. The other scenario is about where I've got the same test case testing both the stories. I can do a control, drag and drop, and the same story, same test case appears on both the stories now. So this, in addition to this, we have also enabled capabilities wherein from the common settings dialog, you can actually configure where all of the artifacts are getting created. We can pick up the area and iteration of the selected card, or you can specify your test plan that you want all these test artifacts to go under. In addition, you can also configure this to say, if I've got the same test case present in two different stories, and when I turn this on and any one of them is passed or failed, it automatically reflects on the other story as well. So let me go ahead and do that. And now I've sort of planned my test right from the board. I can look at the status of how things are going on. I can actually go mark the tests if I've already run them. I can actually mark them pass or fail right from here. In addition, if I actually want to go through the full test case that I've authored and I want to go through the set of steps, I can also launch the full runner from here. So here I'm launching the test runner, and here's my test runner, which has showing up with all the steps. Let me get back over here. And now I'm actually doing the testing of this particular site. So in addition, a couple of new things that we have introduced in the runner is ability to show the description. So in a test case, typically users document all the prerequisites that need to be done before the test case is executed. So you are now able to see the prerequisites right in the runner by turning on the show description option. In addition to this, we have also enabled the ability to take screenshots and capture your actions as you go along. So for this case, let's actually go through this. I'm going to click on this, click on devices, click on Surface Studio, click on overview. So all of that came in. So I'm just following my test case right now. Is that completed? That completed. And now this, and on this page, I see some issues. Now right here, I can take a screenshot. And I can capture the screenshot along with the annotations that I want to drive, all as part of the runner. Okay, I've taken the screenshot, I've done annotation. I can put in more notes here saying that this is not right. And I can do all the stuff right from the screenshot inline capability. Now my screenshot is automatically taken and added up over here. I can fail this particular step and put in my comments. right? In addition, what we have done is instead of creating a new bug, you also have the ability to actually go add to an existing bug if you have one already. So when you invoke this, you can actually search for any bug which is already out there and say whether you want to actually take your testing from this particular test case and test session and directly record it against this particular bug. In this case, I'm going to go file a new bug. So let me actually cancel this out and create a new bug. And all the steps and everything is automatically captured along with the screenshots and system info. So let me capture this as a new bug on main page. Okay, so that was a quick view. And in addition to it, I can also do a recording of the screen. So wherein if I launch this, I can actually record whatever activities that I'm actually doing on the screen. At this particular stage, I'm sort of done with the testing. I can save and close this. And now when I come back to my board, the test is automatically reflected properly. If you also remember, we had the option where we said the same test case, if it is present in two different stories, automatically mark them as same. So I had run this test in the Surface Studio one, and then now the same test had actually failed as well here. So you don't have to run it twice, and it's a user control that user choice or user control that you can actually go after. The other part that we've added for the testers right here is now you're also looking at a bug which was filed by some other tester. Instead of me trying to track down what was the bug, who filed it, what test case, I can instead just open up the bug and say verify the bug right from here. And when I do that, we automatically launch the corresponding test case that was used from where the bug was initially filed. So now in this case, let's say the bug actually has been fixed and everything is good. And when I save and close this, I get an option to say, what do you want to do with the bug? So here I want to actually go ahead and say, yes, this bug is actually fixed and resolved, and I can mark that off, right? And now if you look at that, that bug has sort of gone away from this particular page as well, because it has been resolved and moved away. So that, in a nutshell, was what I can do as a tester right from the Kanban board without having to move away from it. This is a simple mechanism for users who want basic level of testing to be driven directly from the Kanban board. But if you have more complex test management needs, well, we have set up things for you. Just by clicking on this icon, it actually opens up in the Test Hub, wherein you have a lot more capabilities for doing your full-fledged test case management capabilities. For example, your managing of parameters, the configurations, runs, and so on and so forth. So let's look at if in this case we had done a web testing of a web application. Instead, if I want to actually do testing of a desktop application, how do I go about doing that? Well, we have simplified that capability, wherein if I were to actually go down here and say run with options, now I can actually pick and choose the runner that I'm interested in. So in this case, I'm picking up the 2017 version of the client runner. In addition to that, I can also specify what are the data collectors that I want to go capture when my testing is actually happening. So in this case, I want to do image action log and some system information. And along with that, I can also select the build that I want to use. So in this case, I'm actually selecting a build which is parsed. And now when I run the test, the build is automatically associated to this testing, and any bugs that I file from here are also recorded. The good part about the run with options is when I do this, instead of opening up the entire Microsoft Test Manager application, we now directly launch you into the runner, wherein you can actually go through the same set of steps and do your recording and data collection for your desktop application. So quick way of launching into the runner and then completing your steps. And once that's done, you're back into the browser window. Similarly, if I actually wanted to do exploratory testing of this, instead of going down the same run with options, I can actually go down and launch the exploratory runner. And in this case, when I say this, it automatically launches again only the exploratory testing runner, and I can do my exploratory testing for my desktop application using the client version of the tool. So those are the two things that we have added there. In addition to that, We have also enabled the capability to delete test artifacts. So let's go over here into this particular suite, and let's say I want to get rid of this particular test case. Previously, you had to go through admin mode, with admin mode, to actually delete test artifacts. Now we have enabled the capability to actually permanently delete right from the context menu. So when I do this, it actually shows me that this test case, by deleting it, the impact that it's going to have, that it's going to get removed from the two suites, and these many results and that many histories is going to getting cleaned up. And to prevent accidental deletes, we actually make sure that you actually confirm it, and then you can do the deletion. So when I delete this, now all the data is automatically gone. So that was for a test case. I can do the exact same thing for a test suite or for a test plan. The only difference you'll see is that depending upon how much higher you go in the hierarchy, the impact keeps increasing. So that was about delete artifacts. And the last one that I want to talk about in this section is what we are doing with the Microsoft Test Manager client. So now when you launch the Microsoft Test Manager client, given that over the last year we have invested heavily inside the Test Hub, wherein all capabilities from MTM are already present in the Test Hub, plus it has a lot additional capabilities which are not there in MTM. As a result, when you launch MTM in 2017, we are actually going to be prompting off a dialogue for you, informing you about all the capabilities which are actually there in the web access, starting from planning to authoring to execution to tracking and analyzing. So this way, users are made aware of the fact of all the new capabilities that are available inside Test Hub, and the guidance of starting using the Test Hub for the test management needs instead of the Microsoft Test Manager client. Well, that was the set of demos that we just went through for item number 3 and item number 1. Call to action going forward, you can find out more about the Test Manager extension on the marketplace. You can also refer to the test and feedback extension on the marketplace as well. Thank you.